As promised, we're joined right now by a point guard for the Detroit Pistons. Coming off a game where he had 9 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds in Tuesday's win over New York, averaging 10 points and more than 3 assists per game this season. He is second all-time in assists at Wake Forest. He left Wake Forest as the only player in school history with more than 1,000 points and 600 assists in a career. Detroit, just 2.5 games out of first in the Central. They're at home against Chicago tomorrow night. Ish Smith is my guest. Ish, great to have you on. Thanks so much. How are you?
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, man.
So good to have you on. All right, so you guys beat New York on Tuesday. Let me start there. That's your third straight win. You've won 7 in your last 9. What is the vibe like around the team right now?
It's a good little vibe, but you know what? I think we feel that we can be better. I feel like we you know, can get better and can play better. And so I think that's the vibe. Like, we're happy we're winning, and we're learning through our wins, but we feel like it's another level. And I think people have kind of disrespected how bad the East was going to be this year, but it's been surprisingly really good. So we got to keep up with the guys.
You're right, Ish Smith joining us. The East has been much better than expected. And the fact of the matter is, you know, you start the season 4-0, but then you drop 5 in a row. And then outside that locker room, there was a sense that maybe the start had been a fluke, but then you turn it right around again. So what's changed since the losing streak for this team?
Yeah, so I think in that little 4 or 5 game losing streak, I guess the good thing was nobody really panicked. And as you know, it's 82 games, so you can't get too high, you can't get too low. Even in the flow we're going right now, we can't get too happy because we're winning. Because, you know, we got a tough little schedule coming up. Chicago team was playing really well. You know, obviously the wins doesn't show for it, but they're playing really well. And then you got Golden State next with a back-to-back. Then you got OKC and Milwaukee. So it doesn't get easy for us. So that's why you can't get too high, too low. And learn through your mistakes, you know, through the win.
Pistons point guard Ish Smith is my guest. Now, I had Dwayne Casey on the show earlier this season, and I talked to him about the meeting that you had with him shortly after he had taken that job, and you had done your homework on him, and he told me he loved that. What kind of homework did you do on the coach, and then what kind of things did you ask him?
Yeah, so with Coach Case, I remember him being in Seattle when he had Coach Payton. I mean, not Gary Payton, I'm sorry, and was under Coach Carl. And the way they like to play. Then I, you know, obviously when he was in Dallas, how he used JJ in the backup role. And then when he, you know, went to Toronto and how he used Van Fleet and DeLon Wright. So I tried to do my homework on how he wanted to play. I'm still learning a whole lot, too, how coach wants me to play the shots and different things that he wants me to do and create. So it's an ongoing thing. But I just, you know, I told him I commended him. How you turn that whole Toronto program around to where, you know, now everybody's like the six and Toronto's cool to go up there and play and the atmosphere is crazy. And it was him, DeMar, and Kyle, and those three really got us started. And so I commended him about that and how he turned that whole system around. But I did my homework, and I really respected him and commended him his career and how he's done it.
Dude, you went to school, and I could tell that he was impressed by that. When you lay it out for me like that, I could see where you did your homework. You know, you mentioned Toronto. We've been talking about this. Ish, what do you make of Kawhi Leonard going with New Balance? Did you see something like that coming, or did that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When I was a kid, I used to rock some great New Balances all the time. You know, I'm from North Carolina, so we used to have a little slouch socks with some great New Balances. So that's the first thing I could think of when I think of New Balances. But, you know what? I'm happy for him. Whatever makes him happy. I'm sure they backed up the Brinks truck, which he should, you know, he deserves it with the talent that he is and that he has. So I'm happy for him and, you know, excited for, you know, him moving forward. But New Balance is making big moves. When you go out there and get one of the top players out there, that means you're serious about your business.
Ish, what do you make about, yeah, exactly. I mean, he got exactly what he deserved, and you're worth what anybody else will pay you. New Balance taking a big swing. They get their guy, man. Nothing but respect. But he's not getting a lot of respect. He's getting a lot. He's getting clowned pretty hard on social for it. What's your reaction to it? What do you make for that?
You know, listen, I try to stay out of the clowning because that's, you know, it's only 450 of us, so we got to stick together. But, you know, more power to him. I'm a Nike guy. But you know what? We could have this conversation next year, and you'd be like, "Ish, man, what the heck are you going with New Balance for?" So that's all I want to talk too much. Don't want to say too much and say the wrong thing. But I'm a Nike guy as of right now, so I can only only speak of that and what's my comfort zone. But yeah, I see it on social media. They're killing them pretty bad. But I stay out of that.
Respect. Here's Smith joining us. Let me go back to you mentioned Gary Payton. You know, I had a podcast I did with him recently. I got to tell you, man, he's still a blast. It was so much fun. He's still the glove. What did you think about Gary Payton's game and his court demeanor when you watched him coming up?
Man, Gary was nasty. I love that. Like, I mean, you know how he was. He's the glove. And, you know, I was a huge fan of Michael Jordan growing up. Who wasn't? And Gary Payton in the finals stood toe-to-toe with him. Didn't back down. And that's the thing that you love about Mike. Mike respected that. And so, you know, Gary was defensively unbelievable. And then offensively, because he was so good defensively, I think he was underrated offensively. People didn't really, you know, talk about how well he was as an offensive player and how him and Sean Kemp worked so well together and how he could score, pass, he could do everything out there on the floor. And like I said, that says a lot of how great he was as a defensive player. But I love that. Gary was like in your face, trash talker, nasty, tough. And that's how you had to be back in the days. And, you know, in an era where it was so tough, he was one of the toughest.
I mean, he was tough. And he's still like that. He's still in your face. He's still talking trash. He's still not backing down. I mean, you can take the guy out of Oakland, but you can't take the Oakland out of the guy. I think that's what that comes down to, right?
That's real.
Listen, you know, I think those who know you and know your game, Ish Smith is my guest, those who know you have enormous respect for you and your journey. But for those who do not know, you were undrafted out of Wake Forest. And since then, and correct me if I'm wrong, have you been with 10 teams? And a number of those teams you've been with twice? And if that's true, what was that experience like?
Man, I lost count. I thought it was like 25 teams.
Wow.
Now let me start joking
right.
with you, man.
Right.
Nah, it's been 10 teams, but the journey's been I thought it's been fun. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And as you know, when you're going through those different situations, it gets frustrating. But when I think of the teams and the guys I played behind, I sit back and I'm like, you know, when those coaches and those GMs making those decisions, was I really gonna play over Russell Westbrook and Kyle Lowry and Goran Dragic and some of those guys? And so I needed to get in a situation like I did when I was in Philadelphia, and we was trusting the process to prove my worth. But going through that journey was fun, like I said. It was a little frustrating at times, but what I did is I took those practices against some of the best that I played against, and I tried to, you know, hold my skills against them. So when I did get my opportunity, I'd be ready. And I finally got that opportunity in Philly and took full advantage of it.
Well, the fact is, wherever you've gone, people have raved about you and your impact on the team. And even you and I talking right now, I can see this, aside from watching you play. But it doesn't mean it's easy. And I would imagine when you go through something like that, there's so many stories. Like, there was that one time when you were with Houston and you saw on TV that your teammate, Shane Battier, one of my favorites, had been traded to Memphis. And you were about to text Shane to say goodbye, but you got a call from your agent.
Yeah.
What did your agent say? What happened?
Yeah, that was crazy. I was sitting there, and Shane, man, you know, that first year, they taught me so much. Him, Brad Miller, Jared Jeffries, it was my first year. Kyle Lowry was there. And I remember Shane had taught me so much about playing the game, icing in these, you know, finances, all different things. And so when they decided to make the trade, I was like, wow, man, I'm going to miss Shane. So I went to go shoot him a text. In the middle of my text, I'm getting a phone call. I'm like, Raymond Brothers, all right, let me pick up the phone. He was like, Ish, man, you got thrown into the trade. I was like, oh. And that's when I realized my rookie year, this ain't college, this ain't high school, this is a business. So packed all my stuff up and headed to Memphis.
I mean, Ish, there's so many stories like that. And it seems to me when you're going through the journey like that, it's tough. It would have been easy for you at some point to say, you know what? Maybe it's not meant to be. Maybe it's not going to work out. I'm not going to make it in the NBA, but I've got a good degree from Wake Forest. I can be a success in pretty much anything. But you never did that. How come? What kept you going?
Jim, that's funny you say that. Like, it's several times I looked, I was like, man, I'm a pretty smart kid. I got my education from Wake Forest.
You are.
I'm about to be done with this bad boy. And something just keeps you going. Like, you know, when you love something, you know this, because you're great at what you do. When you love what you do, you just kind of, you know, just keep going. And you'll do it for free, and you just keep pushing, keep pressing, And I'm truly blessed. I thank God every day. I got great parents, a great family that kept me grounded, kept me with confidence during those tough times. And I just kept pushing. And I knew that, you know, I always had this saying that the next move would be my best move. And I just kind of kept that going. But if you love something you do, like I said, you're good at what you do. You just keep going.
Ish Smith joining me. Listen, it seems to me, too, like you've always been that great locker room guy, and you're not going to change that. You're not going to change who you are. You're a really, really good dude. But at some point, did you kind of make this change in a mindset like, this can't keep happening. I have to make it so they cannot afford to trade me. They cannot afford to get rid of me. They can't refuse me. Was there a switch that went off? Was there a change in your mindset?
Well, Jared, it's crazy because I remember everybody kept saying, man, you're a good locker room guy. You're a good locker room guy. And so I think one time I was sitting in my apartment on like the third or fourth team I was on. And I was like, you know what? The great players or the really good players or the impactful players, that's not one of the compliments they give like those guys, that they're good locker room guys. Obviously, those guys are good guys and good locker room guys. But I'm just saying, like, that's not an attribute that they give them. That's probably the last thing they're going to say about Kawhi Leonard. You know, he's a good defensive player. He's really good offensively, by the way. And then they're going to be like, yo, you know what? Not only that, he's a good locker room guy, tough. You know, they're going to give those attributes at the end. And so a light went off and said, man, I got to get better at, you know, all the things that, you know, the GMs and the coaches are telling me to get better at, you know, improve on the things that I'm really good at already and, you know, take the good locker room guy name off of me and be like, okay, we need him out on the floor to be good.
Yeah, Smith, my guess, like, you're a good locker room guy, but if you're a good locker room guy, why are you in your 10th locker room? You're the best locker room guy ever, right?
But hey, listen, Jim, I asked the same question.
Yeah.
But you know one thing about me, though, I would just be like, okay, you know, because the next move is the best move. I was pretty chill with, you know, the decisions they made, but I knew I needed to get better. So, you know, people can stop, you know, making that decision and be like, well, we can find another ish.
Dude, I think you're incredible. I mean, you literally, like, you didn't change who you were, but you went to school on that and you figured it out and you knew what you had to do. So after all of it said and done, before the 2016-2017 season, you signed a 3-year deal with the Pistons. Given everything you had gone through, what did that contract mean to you?
See, Jim, you got to meet my mom. So my mom, we signed here in Detroit, and the first thing she did when we got in the car, heading to go look for some apartments, she said, you signed this 3-year deal, right? And I was like, yes, man. She was like, now you got to validate it. You got to be better than your contract.
Wow.
Like, at first, you know, the $1 million and the $700,000 or the $2 million, whatever the case is, being the 10th guy, 11th guy, you know, it wasn't a lot expected of you. But now, when you sign this dotted line and they say you're 3 years, you better be one of the best backup point guards out there or somebody, you know, where they like, we got to have out there. And I just remember her telling me that, and it stuck in my head, and I was like, you're right. I can't give people bull crap now because now they've inked me. Now I got to solidify.
That is so strong. Ish, you're right. I do have to meet moms. That is amazing that she told you that. That was none of that, hey, son, you earned that. Go enjoy that. She's like, you haven't earned anything. Now you have to go earn it. That is so great that mom told you that.
Yeah, mom, yeah, that's how she is.
That's how she is. All right, so finally, if there are people listening right now, and you touched on this, I mean, look, everybody's got that dream, right? Until you get in the real world and you think to yourself, man, what was I thinking? It ain't meant to be. I mean, that was naive. Why did I think that I could do something like that? And then they give up on the dream, or they hit a few bumps in the road and they get rejected and they give up on that. You didn't. So what's your advice to somebody who's got that dream, who's been punched in the head a couple of times?
Yeah, you just got to keep pushing. Got to keep going. Everybody always say this, like, don't let people talk down to you or different things like that. I tell people all the time, like, when people tell you things, whether good, bad, or ugly, take that advice because there's some truth in it. And you might not need it at that moment. Put it in your back pocket. You might need it later. So when people give you advice, listen to it. But at the same time, still be confident in it and get better at it. Because as you know, everybody's constantly saying, oh, man, you know what? It's okay. You know, they just talking down to you. Nah, there's some truth in what people are saying to you. You got to improve on things that people want you to improve on, but constantly keeping your confidence so you don't get too down.
Love it. Detroit's 2.5 games out of first in the Central. Point guard Ish Smith. Ish, I've talked about you on the program. I've been wanting to talk to you on the program. So glad we came together, man. Appreciate you very much.
Jim, man, huge fan. I must tell you, I used to watch you when I was a kid, man. Jim Rome Burnett. So I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too. Still doing it. Still doing my thing. I'd love to have you back. Ish Smith, my guest. That was great. That was so much fun. I'm telling you, Ish is no joke. He is no joke. And I've been trying to get him on for a long time. What a great dude. No joke. And if he gets minutes, he will produce. Always has, always will. Good stuff, man. Great. My thanks to the Pistons for making that happen. Ish for saying yes. Great to have him on. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. Man, it is so good to have dudes that are that positive, that upbeat, that confident, got a great story to tell, and can do it.